Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There is so much to talk about with this. Welcome back to Old School, DP, Austin Orman. There's so much to talk about with this college football deal. And I think the way to start the conversation is on a local level, on a Nebraska level, right? In that, if let's say that Nebraska wins 10 games this season and is the third best Big Ten team, right? Let's just say, for the sake of our own grins and giggles, that it's Michigan, Ohio State, and then Nebraska, okay? Michigan, based on winning the conference, gets a bye. Ohio State finishing second and being in the Big Ten championship, or USC, or whoever it is, whoever your team is, they're going to fall into that 5-12. The 5-8 could, in air quotes, host a playoff game, a bowl game. I can't imagine that whoever is in charge of this allows a school to host one of these bowl games. There's too much money. This is a greed thing. They aren't thinking about the fans.
And that pains me, because I agree that I'm not sure it will happen, but I'm fully on board that it should. Here are my hottest takes on this. Number one, 5-8 should get a home game, and I think the group of five champ should be one of those hosting teams. I don't care if you put them in the 8-9, in the 5-12. I think the group of five team should, always, every year, that champ should host a Power 5 team. Will it ever happen? No, it doesn't work like that, but I think they should.
Yeah, the money behind it, the money pool, the reason why all of this has been delayed to the duration that it has is greed. Greed on the local levels. And then...
So you're fighting greed on the local level versus greed on the corporate level. Well, because all of these teams want another home gate.
Well...
unless that home gate doesn't measure up to what someone else bowls. Running.
It's all the bowls where the real greed level, because this is... most of these bowls are family owned and held over the course of time, and fat cats have been making money off the Liberty Bowl,
like sports franchises.
No, like the local union could have rights to to a bowl game, and all the people that are connected to it are making money and have been making money to it, and then those committees that run those bowl games have been sitting on those committees for 30, 40, 50 years, and they're passed along. And they have been the ones that have been blocking this playoff thing because it takes their cash stream away. But if you're the Liberty Bowl, where do you fall in this bowl fiasco, this bowl chaos? Are you a top 10 bowl? And then that's the discussion, because if you're the Peach Bowl, you're a pretty good bowl, but you don't want Penn State hosting a first round playoff game instead of you hosting a first round playoff.
And you don't want your name at Penn State Stadium.
Right.
Penn State might want your business, but you want your own venue, not theirs.
Well, that's only true if the numbers don't number.
And I don't think the numbers would number.
Right. So all of those are things in play. Like, what do you do? Teams 5 through 12 will play each other in what should be 4 of the top 8 bowls. Or 8 of the top 12 bowls.
Or 4 of the top 7. Because national championship would have one, 2 semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rank these bowls. Okay,
because the four teams to get a bye have to have 4 opponents.
Yeah.
So that's 7 games just in the top 8 teams.
Yeah.
Week 1, you have to play, 8 teams have to play, mm-hmm. 4 get eliminated to move on. Mm-hmm. So that's 8 bowl games plus 2 plus 1. So 11 bowl games. Now, we can say that the legacy bowls, Sugar, Rose, Orange, will receive, they could pick 5. You could add Fiesta and Cotton, right? And say they rotate. But then somebody else has to join the party. So you would imagine that Citrus, Peach, Gator, Holiday fight for those 4 because they want to be included. So last year, number six Utah playing against number six Ohio State playing against number 11 Utah would be a first round playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to put that in Columbus, Ohio in January.
Even if you should.
you don't want to. Like that's literally the part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to play football in Columbus, Ohio in late January. Like mm-hmm. you just in December, you don't want to do it. So you put it in a warm weather place. Those teams will play each other. In this particular case, you're probably talking about, ready for this? So Sugar Bowl, let's give the Sugar Bowl the championship. Or Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl. Okay, out in Pasadena.
Yep. The semifinals are at the Sugar Bowl and the Orange Bowl.
Okay.
Probably more likely the Fiesta Bowl, but let's have that conversation later. Those are the top 3 bowls. The quarterfinals are the Cotton Bowl, Fiesta, Gator, Citrus, based on current rankings. And then Peach, Holiday, Outback, and Sun Bowl would host the first round of playoff games. This is where the money and the greed battles. Because if you're the Liberty Bowl, Alamo Bowl, Vegas Bowl, Independence Bowl, you think your bowls and locations are better.
To me, that next tier, I would move Alamo up a little bit mm-hmm. because of the history. San Antonio is an event town. I would throw Music City in there. Nashville's becoming more and more of one. And I think Vegas is spot on. Independence Bowl's been around for a while. Liberty Bowl's been around for a while. But to me, it's San Antonio with the Alamo. It's Vegas Bowl because that just seems to be the way things are moving. And I throw the Music City Bowl in there because it's Big Ten SEC.
Here's the flinch. New Orleans, is that a college football town or is that a football town? Right? You have to identify.
Well, the Saints. But,
yeah. Right? How easy it is for you to get in? Do they have the hotels to mm-hmm. match? Do they have all the conveniences, et cetera?
What about Atlanta?
Los Angeles? Right. That's why when you start to look at it, some of those could move up. But you're not trying to put a playoff game in El Paso, Texas.
No.
Right? You're not trying to go. I mean, that's where the Sun Bowl is, right?
Or even like San Francisco, Levi Stadium. Is that
Liberty and Memphis? Because we're literally talking about it. Where's the Cheez-It Bowl?
That's Glendale.
Okay, you don't want to give Glendale 2.
Actually, there's the Cheez-It Bowl was in Glendale. The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl is in Orlando.
Okay, so the Citrus Bowl,
Orlando,
is 7. That makes the playoff list. The cutoff would be the question: is Gator Wow.
Alamo Holiday.
It's Peach Bowl. Peach Bowl.
Peach Alamo Holiday is my vote.
Peach Alamo Holiday. You're missing out Liberty.
Eh.
Memphis. I'm just saying.
I get it, but eh.
Vegas Bowl ranked at 15. I think it moves up because mm-hmm. it'll generate the most money and the most sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Then what it tells you, and then maybe the Music City Bowl.
That one, just because it has Big Ten SEC ties. I think they're push for that one.
And then everything else. So peep this. What you're talking about beyond the Vegas Bowl is that anything else, which was a meh bowl, becomes a bowl where BYU, Arizona State, or Wisconsin are in these bowls that weren't as good as they were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
The other bowl games now have greater meaning. The Sun Bowl just elevated itself. Holiday Bowl now is not just, hey, an offensive score fest. It's San Diego getting a play, like a college playoff game. And when people want to understand how much money is in play, then you ask the question, will fans of teams 5 through 12 be willing to travel to 3 bowl games or 4? If you're 9 through 12, you have to beat a 5 through 8. Then you have to beat a 1 through 4. Then you have to beat a 1 through 2, and then you have to be one of the ones, a 1 through 4, mm-hmm. and then you got to be one of the ones. So as a Nebraska fan, let me just say for the sake of this, that if we're shooting wild, Nebraska is in that first round of playoffs, if at all, right? So let's put them at 10. You wouldn't be able to host a game mm-hmm. for the playoff. Again, imagine playing in Memorial Stadium in Lincoln in late December. No.
Bring Alabama up here. They don't want a DP. You know,
but would people go to the game? Probably. If the game was in Vegas, probably. Let's say they win. They beat Utah and then get sent to San Diego for round 2. I have a sneaky suspicion that Nebraska fans would make that trip again. They would go, they would, wherever the game 1 was, they would go. And if they won, this fan base would travel to week 2. And then if they won and got to the semifinals, there is zero chance Husker Nation is not going to show up for the semifinals and finals. Yeah, it's 4 trips. But I think you're actually giving fans what they don't know they always wanted. I think Nebraska, Utah, BYU, USC, Oregon would travel as much as possible. If you allow Tennessee three bowl games, they'd show up at all of them. Now, if it's Wake Forest, not a shot. No, you know, look, sorry, Demon Deeks, but I can't imagine. Maryland, probably not. Penn State, yep. Penn State would show. USC would show. Oregon would show. Texas, yes. Oklahoma, yes. Like, we can go through Florida, Georgia, Alabama. They'd show and they'd go. Where it would get interesting is beyond the top 24 fan bases, the ones who get their one-off where they haven't been there, Cincinnati, et cetera, they'd show up because they've never been there. The top 24 will show up because they think they belong there.
Mm-hmm. I totally get where you're coming from, and I want to put my faith in Husker Nation that they'd show up, but I would be curious which type of Husker fans go, because I don't want to discount the economic reality. I can tell you, as much as my dyed-in-the-wool fifth-generation Nebraska family would want to go, not making all four trips.
Right.
Would different Husker fans save up for different games? Would more people try to go to the first one? Would some say, oh, now we like our chances, we'll save up and get tickets for the second one? Do you save up in case they make a miracle run to the national championship? I guess the data that I would be interested to see is how many fans are actually able and willing to go to each and every location, mm-hmm. make each and every trip, because I don't doubt that there would be plenty of Husker fans at each game. Mm-hmm. That much I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the crowds would be the same people necessarily, which is part of the deal and how it works. But I also have read a couple pieces recently about donor fatigue. So they're tired of giving to the university and now to the collective. You know, being squeezed both ways for different projects. And this isn't just a Nebraska thing. I know we're mostly keeping it local at Nebraska, but how much do the big money people want to keep paying? Could they get it worked out to where they get reduced cost for these appearances and sponsorship or trips and whatever? I don't know. But I don't think there would be many everyday, you know, Joe Schmo fans at all of these locations, unless they'd been saving up for it for a while and said, this is our trip, we're going on this one.
Here's where I land on it. If Nebraska basketball, men's basketball, wins in Memphis Friday and then win again Sunday, guess what? All of them folks are going to find their way to the Sweet 16. And if they win that Thursday and win Saturday, all of them folks and some new folks are going to follow this team. This is a thing I've witnessed all over. I can tell you it happens in the NFL. It happens in Major League Baseball in the playoff series because they said, okay, if you have a wild card series, people aren't going to come to the one game. Nope. Went on the road. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. Oh, and then you get into a seven-game series. Okay, I will travel to Philly. I will travel to Cleveland to watch you beat. I will travel to Los Angeles to watch the Nats beat the Dodgers after watching. Yeah, I'm going to go. And then guess what? I'm going to go to Houston, and I'm going to watch that too. Did it for the Caps. Oh, I got to go to Boston, Charlotte, Minnesota, Philly, and Vegas to watch you win a Stanley Cup? Yep. I'll meet you there. I can't speak, but I'm a fanatic. Like, I'm fanatic. But I also know I'm not alone. And so the text line, you can tell us if it were a thing. And remember, this is why donors donate.
to get there.
The donors donate for tournament, bowl games, etc. That's why the big money folks want, because when it comes time, they don't want to be amongst the masses and they don't have to worry about their place in it. They want to be locked in. Mm-hmm. You buy season tickets because you get first right to Super Bowl and playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these money folks have figured that out. And the fact that sponsors are lining up for it, because sponsors want more big events. They want more big events. It'll be interesting, but I can tell you this, text line, you can tell me if I'm wrong. If Nebraska basketball advances in this basketball tournament for a program that's never won in the tournament, if they start winning, as long as they win, Husker fans will be there. I think that's a thing. We'll throw it a break. We'll close out and pass, get it all set up for Rocky Russo and the Stars.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.